Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231, Vast Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Also, you can join Nick over on his website, which is freemindstv.com. He is normally a anchorman on Free Minds TV, which is a wonderful liberty-oriented program originating from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, but enjoyed and watched worldwide via YouTube. So you can see those episodes, and you can download the new Free Minds TV podcast, which isn't really TV. I don't know what you go. Wait, have you come up with a name for that yet?
Free Minds TV Audiocast. We weren't very original. We've been debating that, but that's what it is for right now.
You've got a brand built behind Free Minds TV, and I wouldn't change it.
How about Free Minds Radio?
It didn't sound very good.
No?
Okay. No, and it's free. I mean, people want. It tells them that that's who we are. We're the Free Minds TV people, but we're doing an audiocast. So in the world of podcasting, it's probably okay. I wouldn't do a radio show that way, but.
So it is now available for you as well at freemindstv.com.
Yep, right there on the front page.
Very cool. More for our listeners to consume. All right, 800-259-9231. That's a once-a-week thing, too, right? So it's not like a whole bunch of audio.
No, it's usually half hour. Well, we've only done two so far, but half an hour on Sundays generally is when they get put up. So
I hope you guys will get into some more listener emails, because you haven't had a chance to read very many of those on your TV shows recently.
Things have gotten busy.
Yeah, maybe the radio show or the audio cast would be a good opportunity.
Good suggestion, actually.
Because those are fun. I mean, interacting with the listeners, always very interesting. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk about Leviathan Speak, as it is called, at LouRockwell.com. A.D. LeLong writes, yesterday, and this is a couple days old, but a few days ago at 3:45 in the morning, some juvenile-minded idiot on a bicycle placed a military surplus ammo box containing a small explosive device in front of the Armed Services Recruiting Office at 43rd Street in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
This exploded, causing the glass door to the office to break. There was no other damage except to the door, and no one was hurt, but the noise was loud enough to get people's attention. One British tourist described it as a loud bang. The response by the government was predictably extreme. Immediately, officials closed Times Square to all traffic, vehicular and pedestrian. They also shut down all subway access to the Times Square subway station, a major hub station serving some 16 subway lines. This shutdown lasted.
I can only imagine how many millions of people pass through that station every day.
Right. The shutdown lasted some 3 hours, precisely at the height of morning rush hour, affecting hundreds of thousands of commuters.
Oh, I bet more.
The government wasted no time to exploit this event and explain their overreaction. At 9:20 in the morning, Mayor Michael Bloomberg staged a demonstration of state power and competence. He had a press conference and brought out all the high brass. New York Police Department Commissioner Raymond Kelly and a phalanx of bureaucrats from the governor's office, the FBI, and Homeland Security. This last item for you Germans out there translates roughly into Geheimstaatspolizei. Now, first let me disclaim strenuously the act of this moron. Even if he were motivated by an anti-war sentiment, with which I agree, his actions are unacceptable and counterproductive to the cause of anti-violence. Using violence, even an innocuous homemade device no more powerful than a cherry bomb or M80 firecracker, endorses violence in order to make the political statement that the U.S. government is wrong to use military violence. This is a moral contradiction. In addition, I might also point out that the reaction of the police to this very small, almost insignificant violent act, in that no one was harmed in the process, really goes to show you exactly what would happen if someone actually did get hurt, if you did use violence against the state.
Right.
This is what happens.
And you can see the reaction. The reaction makes little sense. Now, I understand why they're going to do it, but it makes little sense. No terrorist is ever going to place a firecracker or, you know, some bomb slightly larger than a firecracker out there before his real bomb goes off.
No.
No. It's like a warning. And why would they do that?
On a technical point, I do have to disagree that if you have an explosion large enough to take out an ammo can, and trust me, I know, it's going to be it is probably going to be large enough to potentially kill somebody if it can. Those ammo cans are pretty rugged.
I knew I shouldn't have used the term firecracker.
You're probably,
it's not very big.
No, it's not.
It's probably at 3:45 in the morning. There's no one around.
Right.
Anyway.
You're looking at something that could have potentially hurt somebody, killed them maybe.
imagine the response had it actually hurt someone. Imagine how the government would have cranked down, perhaps even harder.
If somebody had come along and sat on the bomb and it actually killed them.
But aside from, you know, pointing out that violence always begets more violence on the part of the state, that violence always results in an even further crackdown of the police state, this is a perfect example of that. Besides that, we should look at what Mayor Bloomberg had to say. He goes on, though. He says, I denounce this as I denounce other stupid demonstrations such as silly bumper stickers, retarded rhyming chants, and moronic placards. These techniques don't educate, nor do they persuade people toward the protesters' cause. Most likely, they alienate potential converts. These methods are no substitution for rational argument. However, given the poor state of learning and intellectual discourse in the United States, I understand the tendency to express oneself using mindless gimmicks. Therefore, in the spirit of the times, the zeitgeist for you Germans, I offer my own little nonviolent gimmick. I offer to translate Mayor Bloomberg's press conference for the untutored. I offer to turn Leviathan speak into ordinary English. So we will start with the actual quote from Mayor Bloomberg's speech, and then we'll go to the translation. At approximately 3:45 this morning, there was a small explosion outside the military recruiting station here in Times Square, the crossroads of the world. Translation? Some crank or college student who opposes the U.S. government squandering trillions of dollars on war, causing anti-U.S. hatred abroad and economic ruin within, used some black powder or other commercially sold chemicals or some fireworks to break the window of a high-profile military showcase installation in Times Square. Note, the use of the term crossroads of the world is Gotham speak for Times Square. This must be explained entomologically. Americans are a provincial people, ignorant of the outside world. Its principal city is especially provincial, peopled by fauna who barely recognize the visible world outside their tiny archipelago, save Hollywood, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., or possibly Paris or London. Therefore, they regard their largest city intersection as being the crossroads of the world, much like Easter Islanders regard themselves as being the navel of the world. Back to Mayor Bloomberg. The fact that this appears deliberately directed at the recruiting station insults every one of our brave men and women in uniform stationed around the world fighting to defend our freedoms that we hold so dear. Translation? The men and women of our military have been euchred by their government, and if they knew the truth, they would be insulted. In order to prop up our post-1971 fiat dollar as a global reserve currency and to further our massive debt-ridden false prosperity, we must enforce the sale of petroleum in U.S. dollars. Therefore, we must maintain by force U.S. global hegemony, especially in the Persian Gulf and Caspian Sea regions. But this does not sound as good as defending our freedoms from terrorists. The fact that others in the world are justified in hating our projection of force and hate our government might have a negative propaganda effect on the overworked young men and women of our armed forces in the over 800 military bases worldwide who bought into the freedom and liberty dogma and are starting to question it. Mayor Bloomberg said, I want to direct this to those who are watching this country and around the world. New York City is back and open for business. Traffic is flowing through Times Square. The subways and trains are running again. Translation? To those who live in countries where real terrorist bombs explode, killing scores of people, we in New York have survived an M80 attack and a fixed glass door. We are not afraid. The subways, buses, and traffic that were never impacted by the minor blast are now running again after a lengthy delay because the government has decided that commerce may continue without obstruction. Bloomberg said, whoever the coward was that committed this disgraceful act on our city will be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Translation? We'll use all of our vast power to get this lousy, stinking SOB for revealing the mighty American state to be a paper tiger, scared of lone guys on bicycles with small explosives. We don't want the American people to guess that the state can't protect them against real terrorists with real explosives. And finally, Mayor Bloomberg said,
you know, and that's a good point in that, you know, we have this huge apparatus we put in place. Billions of dollars to stop terrorism, mm-hmm. and they can't catch a guy on a bicycle with a box of black powder.
In New York City, the biggest government on the face of this in the face of this country,
and
with cameras everywhere,
the obvious place where the attacks occurred previously,
at a government installation. In this case, it was a military recruiting facility. I mean, it should be the highest of security around there. 1-800-259-9231, another quote from Bloomberg in the final translation. Also taking your calls as well. Charles and Paula on the line. The amp line as well is lit up. We'll talk to you about anything. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at LibertarianSeminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at LibertarianSeminars.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. A little bit more translation of bureaucrat speak. This from LouRockwell.com's A.D. LeLong. Again, a few days ago, as you may recall from the news coverage, that a bomb went off in Times Square. They shut down everything for about 3 hours, inconveniencing untold hundreds of thousands of commuters. And then later on, Mayor Bloomberg gave a self, you know, one of those speeches that politicians love to give where they puff themselves up as so wonderful and so great and try to smooth everything over. And so we're translating what he actually said in his speech. The final line is, "We will not tolerate such attacks, nor will we let them destroy our freedom to live safely in the greatest city in the world." Translation? "This is the greatest city in the world because we live here, and New Yorkers are better than other Americans. The fact that you think your country is better or your people freer, or that your city has cleaner streets, better transportation, more polite people is irrelevant. In order to keep our illusion of moral, intellectual, and economic superiority, we must have cops armed with stun guns and automatic weapons. We must have spot checks. We must search our citizens with dogs if necessary. We do this because we believe in liberty and freedom."
Yeah, you know, when we were in New York, we saw guys with submachine guns slung over their shoulders.
Yep.
That doesn't look like the bastion of liberty and freedom to me. Guys in helmets with dark glasses and, you know, vests on them and with submachine guns hung over. I mean, they look like military guys.
Right. And yes, we did see that, and now they're in more places. Because we were there last year. We're going to see it again this year when we go to the talk radio convention over the summertime, but now they're in the subways. They're roaming around with dogs, teams of six cops, just roaming around, sniffing out people and searching them and just violating people's rights.
Well, mostly they're standing around.
Probably true. Probably true. So, 800-259-9231.
The scary part about hearing the rhetoric about freedom and liberty is I was reading Road to Serfdom over the last week, And it really documents a lot of what happened in Nazi Germany and Russia and fascist Italy in the years leading up to it. And one of the major things that happens when you start to have a very intrusive state is that they start to change words around, the actual meaning. Mm-hmm. So they'll take liberty and talk about a new meaning for liberty, so a new freedom, which is basically means the freedom for the government to control and plan whatever they want.
Or the liberty from being blown up by terrorist attack or something like that.
Right, but it's not an actual... They start changing the terms very subtly, and before you know it, you're having a conversation with somebody and the words don't mean the same thing to both of you.
Right.
The people who drink the Kool-Aid, when they say they're talking about freedom, they're talking about the opposite of freedom.
1-800-259-9231. We need to combat that, and that's part of what we're doing here on this show. Let's take your phone calls about anything. Go to Charles in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles. Charles, Michigan? Going once? Charles?
Yep, right
hello.
Here.
Hello. What's Charles. On your mind?
Got a few questions about the U.S. dollar and
sure.
its downtrend.
Yes. Go ahead.
My first question would be student loans. I'm in debt. Probably upwards of $40,000. What am I looking at as far as interest rates at this point?
Well, I don't know about all of them.
Am I in big trouble?
I think actually when you're talking about a fixed rate loan like a student loan, you're not in trouble at all. You would want to take as much debt out as possible, assuming you thought that the dollar was going to crash at a fixed rate.
A fixed rate loan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and usually they're pretty low, 2 or 3% for student loans because they're backed up by the government. And, you know, the banks take them under those terms, and therefore you'd be under those terms at all times. The disadvantage is you can never declare bankruptcy and get rid of a student loan, but at 2 or 3%, it's almost less than inflation.
It could be significantly less than inflation if the dollar continues to drop at the rate it's been dropping. So if you have a fixed rate of interest, whether it's on your house or your student loans, inflation can be your friend. It really is. That's one of the reasons that the Federal Reserve devalues the currency is that it benefits people who have debts, mortgage companies, insurance companies, a lot of industries simply buy things that'll take money out to buy things at a low rate of interest, and the inflation can actually outpace that. So they just trade off on capital gains. And so you're probably looking at the inflation helping you pay it off or at least canceling out your interest rate.
Any other questions, Charles?
Nope. That was my main concern is that You know, I graduate, get a degree, get a job, and then I'm working to pay off this debt when I'm making a quarter on a dollar.
Yeah, my best advice to you, well, you're probably going to make a lot. You know, the numbers of what you're going to make is going to be more simply because they have to keep up with inflation to some extent or another. The best advice as far as getting an education is get something you can use instead of, you know, some degree in, like, the French horn or something.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Doug in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to give you the update on my marriage. I was mentioning how I was getting married with no license, no government license.
Ah, a real marriage. Excellent, sir.
Yes, so we got a certificate. We found a minister who would marry us,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't know why we didn't want a license, but we told her no, and there you go.
She was all right with it. That's cool.
Yep. So after the marriage, you know, we had a certificate. We... It was all pretty cool. And then my wife freaked out.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. She understands the arguments. And she's a defiant person against the state. Cops freak her out. She doesn't like controls.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we are flying on our honeymoon. And they say if you get married, you should bring your marriage license with you to prove that you're husband and wife. And if you don't, then blah, 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 blah. So as we're going down there...
But wait a minute, who do you need to prove it to? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
The Mexican bureaucrats.
What do they need to know if you're married?
Well, because if you're married, they have certain laws that, you know, benefit married, legally, you know, state-married people. And if there's an accident or a kidnapping or whatever, they need proof of that marriage,
huh.
You know?
Hmm.
So I said to her, and if you lie about it, and you say you're married, but you can't produce... documents, which we were told to do by our travel agent, before we go, make sure you bring these documents just in case. You know, then that's another kind of trouble you can get into. And so,
Before you go on, what about people that have been married quite some time? I mean, I can see why honeymooners might be able to convince them to bring their marriage certificate on their trip because they'd have it handy. I have no idea where my marriage certificate is. I don't know if I have one, and it certainly doesn't, to my mind, make me married. And if I went to Mexico, there's no way in the world that I would think to bring this thing with me. And what would happen to me?
I want to get back to this. Hang on, Doug. Yes. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. I don't understand the reason you'd want to tell any bureaucrats you were married in the first place. I still yet to understand that part. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Jeremy, Ziggy, all your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a biweekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interest of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get them right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just click and download. They're free. freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com. We go back to Doug in Minneapolis. Doug, you went and got yourself married recently, but without going through the government approval process. You just found some religious priest of some sort who was willing to marry you without the government certificate.
That is correct.
And do you like the idea up until you went down to Mexico when your wife, at that point, freaked out because they wanted some documentation from the state to prove you were married? Which, again, can you run by the reason why you'd want to prove to them you were married in the first place? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, I don't understand it either, but apparently, you know, with the new passport rules, the travel agency suggested that it's a good idea to be able to prove that you are legally husband and wife. Her passport has her original last name. Mine has a different last name. So they had no way of knowing that we were married, and should there be an accident or whatever the case is, and I want to, you know, say it's sort of the same thing in America here where I want to visit my wife in the hospital. You know, we have certain rights, and they're, of course, government-recognized rights, not natural rights, so you've got to prove that you have...
Yeah. Before you go on, I've visited quite a few people in the hospital, and I've never been married to any of them, and yeah. I've been reasonably successful. Not in Mexico, but do you think that hospitals in Mexico want to keep you from visiting people? See, this is one of those, I believe, phantom arguments for the marriage certificate that is just a bunch of bull.
Maybe
an extreme circumstance they don't want to let you in, and then, but...
Right.
Why don't you put something in your wallet that says, you know, here's who you contact in the event of an emergency? I mean, wouldn't that cover the issue?
To me, that would be fine. Unfortunately, you know, my wife's a little more emotional than that, and she loves the intellectual argument on why this makes sense. But what our solution going down there on the plane was to say, okay, tell you what, fill out this form. It says, are you traveling with family members? And I just say, no, we're roommates and we're friends. We're going to on vacation. She goes, no,
yeah.
I want to be able to say that I'm your wife. And
it oh, but that's
so much to her.
Gosh, that's so unnecessary.
I know, but to tell two bureaucrats, you know, that we'll see in customs, it meant that much, if asked, to say, this is my husband and here's the proof of it. And, you know, she knows later now the arguments why that was silly and everything else, but still, you know, it's tough to argue against that.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're married.
But you were successful. She was not able to convince you to go and actually get a marriage certificate as a result of this?
We still do not have a certificate. However, I have a new job now, and, you know, it's the whole benefit thing. Exactly
yep.
right. It's the insurance thing.
I was convinced that this was the way to go. Free insurance for a couple of months while my wife remained.
The 30 pieces of silver.
Right, exactly. And, you know, my only hope here is that she gets a job soon. She's interviewing that provides benefits also so that we can remain this way because she understands the arguments. She hates the idea of having state approved permission to be married. However, she has admitted, and you know, I kudos to her for recognizing her own thought process and emotions here, where she says, I want the permission. I want to be held safe by daddy government. I know that's wrong. I know it's weird, but I, you know, she's talked to Sharon Harris in person, in fact, and loves her and everything, but it's like same concept here. It's the, I want to be held safe. I want, yes, they will protect me, and it's so sad to...
Wow. Well, congratulations to you for overcoming that. And here's what I don't understand. Maybe Mark, you can explain this, or Doug. When you have a job and they're offering you health insurance, they really don't charge you any extra to insure your spouse?
Oh, they do.
In Laura's job, it didn't.
Okay.
She worked for the government.
Oh, well, okay. Real jobs is what I'm talking about. So in a real job, they would charge you more, so you could just have her buy her own insurance.
Cost me another premium to charge to get her on our insurance together.
All right. So instead of that, she just buys her own insurance, or like you said, finds a job that offers that, and problem solved.
Yes, if she can get a job like that, that's a possibility. So we shall see. And then it's a matter of whose insurance is better, and does it make financial sense? And I'm on your side there, and she's willing to hold out a while longer. She's
good
covered
girl.
Right now under my insurance, but I understand my insurance company will say, where's your marriage license in a number of months?
Yeah, at some point they're going to say that.
Yep. And then I wonder if I'm liable for all the back, you know, services.
What do they say? You know, there's a certain amount of people out there that don't have marriage licenses. You know, say you've been married 50 years. Let's just say. Mm-hmm. And you got married, oh, I don't know, let's call it rural West Virginia. Maybe they didn't give marriage certificates from the government at that point, and you were just married, written in your Bible.
Mm.
At some point, this was the case. Now, I'm not saying that I know, you know, that every state gives marriage certificates. I don't. But let's say that you didn't bother to get one back then because it just wasn't all-encompassing or anything like that. Can an insurance company tell you, you're not married? You may have been living together and having kids for 40 years, but you're not married.
I have no idea.
What it comes down to, it's the gay marriage argument. Because if I, as a heterosexual, can get life insurance or health insurance, and I can, quote-unquote, you know, make my insurance company do this for me, then they have to be able to also.
I see.
Yep, hey, I've got another question for you, Doug. When you were going through the process of preparing for the marriage and inevitably inviting a bunch of family members, did it come up about the you know, you not getting a license? What was the response of many of the family members?
You know, most of them are, that's crazy, why are you doing it this way? I mean, not crazy, but they all understand my perspective, and many of them agree with it.
Hmm.
I mean, some of my politics. But when it comes to this, you know, it's just not worth it.
Too much.
Just not worth it.
Yeah, I have the mother-in-law is staying with me right now, and you know, she likes a lot of my arguments, especially the ones that mention hating Bush, but a great deal of them just don't sit very well with her. And when it affects your life in a practical manner, yeah, really it bothers her.
You know, it just isn't worth it to me, though, to ask some government bureaucrat permission to love somebody, and that's essentially what a marriage certificate is. I don't care what all the perks are and the benefits are and the reasons to have one of these certificates. I'm not going to ask permission. I refuse to do it. And you should be congratulated, and your wife as well, for staying strong. Doug, thank you for the call tonight and the update. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Continuing, we go to the AMP line. Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Right. The government have announced proposals to bring in a Pledge of Allegiance for teenagers to take at the age of 18 here. They already have one for immigrants who want to become British citizens. And, well, if I remember rightly, wasn't the guy who devised the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance a Nazi?
Yes. National Socialist. Right. Francis Bellamy.
Yeah, I thought so. And more, you know, my biggest objection to this is they're not going to pledge allegiance to the Union Jack. They've got to pledge allegiance to the Queen. And some of us are actually Republicans in the real sense, not GOP Republican. Republican.
I believe in Republicans.
We want a meritocracy. We don't want hereditary power.
Right. That's interesting.
So do you have the proposed actual text, or are they just throwing the idea out at this point?
They're throwing the idea out at this point, but I've already heard that in Scotland, which is kind of a bastion of republicanism, they are saying, no way, we don't want this.
Oh, that's good.
So there is hope that this will not happen.
So in Scotland, they would pledge to the Union Jack also?
They would have to. In Scotland, they are very independently minded.
Right, they have their own little
flag
and
stuff. I mean, they have already a parliament of their own.
Mm.
And they have always, you know, I know that you'll probably get your impression of Scots through Braveheart, but it calmed down since then.
Yeah, it's been 800 years or so.
Hey, Ziggy, let us know what happens with this, because it seems like they're probably going to push this through. I mean, who could say no to pledging your allegiance to the government, at least these days, with all the terrorists out there? Got to make sure everyone's aligned with the state. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Privacy. Questions about that on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide. It's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there, we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at the Free Talk Live store and get yourself all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Got other things like the Free Talk Live bottle opener / lighter combo, as well as the DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Going to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Glad to talk to you again. Sorry, I called John Hannity a hooker yesterday.
Oh, that was funny. Not a problem. Don't apologize. What else is on your mind?
Hey, but anyway, you know, I want to talk about that movie, The King of New York, and if anybody ever doubts that this country would bomb their own country, I mean, all you got to do is watch that movie, and it shows everything.
I'm not familiar with it. What's it about?
I thought it was a gangster movie.
Well, not really. I mean, it kind of was. It was about Irish neighborhood and Hell's Kitchen and about the way they were sick of all the people trying to run their lives and make them live off rotten pig meat and everything. And wow. I mean, Hell's Kitchen's there today. And there's people in New York maybe listening, I hope, that would call in and say that what I'm saying is true. I mean, this
yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
I think the denizens of Clinton probably don't know much about how things were 50 years ago and in the same buildings that they lived in.
Well, it was actually in 1870.
Even longer.
71, the one that happened.
Mm.
The U.S. Navy bombed Hell's Kitchen, New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for the call tonight. As always, 800-259-9231. I had no idea about
that. I think if the movie's depiction was correct, and I believe it was based in historical fact, there were, I'm not sure if it was 1870. I thought it was right towards the end of the Civil War when they were introducing conscription, and they were... Yeah. At least that's how it was portrayed in the movie. And there were riots in New York where the Irish refused. They were right off the boat, and they were trying to conscript them into the Union Army.
Mm-hmm.
And there were riots, and I believe they did call in the militia and the Navy to
put them down. Like that, yeah.
So, yeah, they will put down a riot. I don't think that it wasn't really a peaceful demonstration, to my knowledge, though. It was.
And again, they were trying to conscript them, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
they were trying to force them into doing something they didn't really want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, basically they fled war in Ireland to come here, and you know, the same people got here, and then they were being conscripted into our Civil War. So.
1-800-259-9231. A history lesson from Jeremy. Who would have thought? You can bring up anything as always. Let's go to the email box. This one from Richard. He says, I was listening to a podcast from a couple weeks ago, and you were saying we only have the right to privacy when it comes to the government, and that these rights don't exist when it comes to personal property. After a few issues with my brother, my dad decided to record all phone calls coming into his house so that he can listen in to my brother's conversations. For the sake of argument, let's say there are no laws against this. Are you saying that because it is my father's house and his phone, that he has the right to record all conversations?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shouldn't he have an obligation to inform callers that the phone calls are being recorded? No, I don't think so. They're calling him. He's calling them. There's a chance that you should always know whenever you're on the phone with anybody that somebody, whether they be a family member or a government
the
person,
the whole idea that you think that your calls aren't being recorded by someone somewhere is somewhat Pollyanna-ish and is dangerous for people to even consider.
Absolutely agree. And he says, are you suggesting that we should have absolutely no expectation of privacy outside our own personal property? Why would you have that expectation?
I mean, it's your dad's house. It's your dad's phone line. He's paid for them. So if he didn't pay for them, the person wouldn't be able to call in the first place. That person is tacitly agreeing to use your dad's phone line that he's paid for.
Right. And even if, first of all, if you make a phone call to somebody, certainly you can remember what was said. The difference between your memory and recording devices is the recording devices are just more accurate. So it's not like what you're saying is not something that could be said to another person, even if there wasn't a recording device going on. You could recall the phone conversation and then tell whoever you wanted to tell about it. There's nothing illegal about remembering a conversation.
Right.
But it's recording the conversation that is, for some reason, illegal in some of the states in America.
Doesn't make any sense to me. And especially in the case of your brother living there under your dad's roof, not only does your dad pay for his... I don't know what the scenario is that your brother lives under, but... In some scenarios, not only is he paying for the phone line that your brother's using. Now, if your brother is paying your dad half for that phone line, I think he has some reasonable expectation to not be recorded.
Well, I think that he could negotiate that.
He should be able to negotiate
that.
Yeah. Or he could also get his own phone line put in.
That's true.
But your dad's probably paying, could very well be paying for his food, his rent, his clothes on his back, all that other stuff.
I mean, you live here, you're subject to my rules. And one of those rules is you can be recorded.
You may not like that from a liberty standpoint.
Live somewhere else.
Right. Liberty is about personal responsibility. It's not about being able to do what you want entirely. Yes, if your brother's paying
for... You can do what you want with your property.
Right. If your brother's paying for his own rent, and paying for his own phone line, absolutely. If anybody's putting a tap on his phone line, that's a huge violation. But no, not his dad's phone line.
He has a few more questions. He says, here's another example. Say I use cameras in every room of my house, including the bathroom, and I have a camera inside the bathtub. Say I own the house and have a bunch of roommates, and say one of them is stealing my shampoo. If my only objective is catching the thief, is that okay? But what if I just want to watch them shower? Again, your house, your cameras, your business.
Are they renting? I think if you're talking about a roommate, they have a reasonable expectation.
If you're talking about a roommate, then they're paying for some kind of rent.
Yeah.
And although... I think you're looking at an expectation of privacy there that may not be included in a contract. Now, I know that Ian and I will differ on this, and I think that it is wrong to violate someone's reasonable expectation, and that should be brought to, that should be handled in our tort system. Courts should be brought into play, and you should have to pay for that.
Right. Even if you had an arbitrator, even if you had free market justice, I'm pretty sure in a situation like that where you're recording somebody in arguably where they have an equal share in the property, or they own the property, you're recording someone on their property, you've crossed the line there, I think.
If it's not specified in an agreement,
I think that's, you don't have to specify everything in an agreement. There are certain things that are just reasonably assumed.
Right. We reasonably assumed that the father would be able to, in his own house, be able to record the son on the telephone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if I'm a roommate, it is my own house, I'm paying for it. Then you should be able to reasonably assume that I should be able to record or not be recorded. You know, those are my choices.
So you're saying that you come in, you apply to live at my house. I've already got all cameras in every single room of the house, and I that that I would have some obligation to tell you about that.
Absolutely.
As a result?
Absolutely.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, it's my house. I can put up whatever cameras I want to. Yeah,
well, if you disclose it, I think you at least have to disclose it.
Yeah, you would have to disclose that. And I think you said you didn't have to disclose. You wouldn't have to disclose it. You absolutely have to disclose that because that's a reasonable assumption of a property. We'll call it owner for better term, better because that's what I am when I'm a roommate. I'm paying for the use of that house.
But
and
what
reasonable
are the damages?
Expectations thereof?
But what would the damages be? I mean,
punitive damages to be settled by an arbiter.
I understand that. So let's say that I've got cameras in every single room in my house. You come in and I don't tell you about it. And you come into my bathroom and start stealing my shampoo. I've got evidence of it on tape. And how have you been damaged exactly?
Well,
who's going to award you a settlement on that?
In that particular instance where you believe that your property is being stolen and you are able to corroborate that, so you have a fair estimation of what's going on, then you would... You should, you know, that should be figured into the situation.
Yeah.
You were right, but then you recorded me, you know, using the bathroom too, and that's wrong.
Well, no, I was thinking more from a landlord perspective, and you did say roommate. I think if you're not, I think it's a nasty thing to do if you're a roommate, but I don't think you have the same obligations as somebody who, as a landlord.
I could see,
in a way, you're both. It's a difficult situation because you're both. You don't own the property, but you both paid equally for its use. Let's assume you're paying equal shares. You paid equally for its use, so one of you wants to film and one of you doesn't know. You know, I think if you're filming your roommate for specific purposes like that,
and if you really want to protect your shampoo, now that you've opened your house up to somebody else who lives there, you can take your shampoo with you into your room and hide it there, hoard it like a little miser.
I don't know. I think in that case the camera would be okay. If it's a landlord, then I think there's a problem because there is an implied contract.
The camera would be okay as long as he just caught him stealing the shampoo.
There's absolutely no implied contract between people cohabitating.
Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. How do you feel about it? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
The idea.